Next, we're going to find out about a fictional president who is at the heart of the movie Vantage Point. Unfortunately for this president, he lost the primary in which the main voter was our reviewer, Kenneth Turan.
Vantage Point starts out with a good idea. It takes us on a presidential visit to an international conference on terrorism. Setting the scene and calling the shots is a TV news director played by Sigourney Weaver.
Pull out four, three. Oh my God.
The president appears to have been shot.
Freeze, stick with the president, just stay with him.
Vantage Point's gimmick is showing the events around that attempted presidential assassination from the viewpoint of eight different individuals. Vantage Point's producer loftily compares this to the classic Rashomon, but it's more like a riff on the story of the blind guys and the elephant. The different characters, including Dennis Quaid's Secret Service agent and Forrest Whitaker's Ordinary American, don't have different points of view on what's happened. They simply have different pieces of the puzzle the film presents as a mystery to be solved. Unfortunately, many of these folks are just paper-thin caricatures created strictly to fulfill a plot demand. There's a lot of frenetic action here, including intense car chases. But without even a borderline real person around, Vantage Point's gimmickry and coincidence start to seem increasingly implausible. Plot tricks aren't necessarily bad, but a movie needs something to make us believe this might be happening. The truth is, movies like The Bourne Identity have spoiled us for thriller filmmaking by bringing emotional reality and intelligence to standard genre material. Stacked against that, Vantage Point doesn't have a chance.
Kenneth Turan reviews movies for Morning Edition and the Los Angeles Times.